Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tomorrow morning on the show, Wiggy will be in here all morning long, and we will be joined by Bubs Edelman at some point for his regular Friday appearance.
As well as Jeremy Piven will be joining us tomorrow on the show.
Oh, yes, nice.
Yes, Jeremy Piven will join us tomorrow morning on this show. A texter wants to know why Lucy isn't filling in for Ken during his vacation, and I will tell you why. It is because you are savages. And when Lucy was in here last time and gave out her Instagram handle, several of you filled her DMs with your D pics. And I'm not just talking about Curtis. There were others. Aww. There were others. Is Lucy working today? Is she working Dale and Holly? Dale and what's the show called? Dale and Keith?
Oh, my God. Dale already hates you.
Dale and Keith?
Yeah, she will be in today working with Dale and Keith 10 to 2.
All right. Maybe we'll get her in here early to tell the story about how disturbing it was from a perspective of those have to be. You think those are the old the AAF listeners or the EEI listeners?
50-50.
50-50 on
that. Actually, no, it's probably more like 75-25. It's more people that haven't been exposed to Lucy yet.
And you know what? And we're called an unfriendly state. And I mean, that's
look
not
at
fair.
My ID.
I mean, these people are sharing as soon as they meet Lucy. They're sharing their most intimate photos with her.
I mean, I'll never understand that.
What do you mean?
Don't do that in real life.
Yes,
so
yes.
To say hello to someone online, you send a photo of the genitalia. Like
yes,
if I meet someone, hello, you are an attractive woman. By the way, zip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Basically,
it's God for some guys. It's their move.
Why are you sliding into mine?
Well, it's because we're very unfriendly people here in Massachusetts. We've learned that this morning. This is Travis. Hello, Travis.
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
What's going
on? Really like the new show, man. I stopped listening to WEEI and just started picking it back up when you guys started the morning show and really liking it.
All right. Thank you, Travis. You sound like a plant, but I'm glad you called. What's going on?
Hey, well, I was born in Vermont, raised in Rhode Island, and I'm living in New Jersey. I've been here for about 4 years now, and man, it's a totally different culture down here and still trying to get used to it. New York and New Jersey, there's some personalities.
Yeah.
But, you know, my take, and it was kind of thrown out the door with Minnesota being number one, so that kind of threw me for a loop, but you know, I think we just kind of develop a social awkwardness due to our winter hibernation. And I was just talking to my wife about it a few weeks ago, how in the summertime we're so friendly with our neighbors and we're talking to them and we're hanging outside. October comes around and we just shut down and I don't see them again until May.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it. I don't think it has anything to do with being inside all winter when it comes to Massachusetts being one of the five most unfriendly states. I really think it just has everything to do with, I think Curtis is right when he talks about how miserable you are at any point that you have to drive anywhere at this point where we've come. I mean, what did Marty Walsh say on the show on Tuesday? There were 41 million Uber rides last year in the city of Boston. 41 million Uber rides. So I think it's I don't think that we're by nature and unfriendly people. I just think circumstance, the misery of trying. I mean, have you ever tried to enter a Rotary anywhere near? Have you ever tried to leave the city of Boston after 2:30 in the afternoon on a regular work day? I mean, that makes you get wound up over that. Mm-hmm.
I left my house in Southie at 5:45 last night to head back to Fenway to go to the Sox game last night. I walked in at 7:07. It's 3.3 miles, according to Waze, from
That's
my house.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, try going. I mention this all the time, but try going from like the Back Bay to the Seaport at any time after 4 p.m. It's going to take you an hour to get there. This is Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hey, morning, guys. I got to tell you, this came out yesterday, and I run a construction company, Quincy. By the way, Fitzy, thanks for bringing up Quincy this morning. And
you're welcome.
And my receptionist has been in Boston for about 9 months. She's from Georgia. And she said, everybody's the same everywhere, except in Boston, we say it like it is. Down in South, they're like, oh, sweetie, oh, this and oh, that. And they stab you in the back. She said, in Boston, they look right in your face and stab you in the back.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
That's that people from elsewhere don't understand that we don't have time for pleasantries. We just say it like it is.
Hashtag no filter.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Real quick, because this is a concocted story today. But we have to address it here on the sports radio station that is WEEI. Rob Gronkowski yesterday showed up randomly to work out at a high school gymnasium in Texas. And the speculation is that Rob is attempting to do this in the name of privacy and to prepare
People.
And to prepare for his eventual
People.
Return to the New England Patriots this season.
And did you see the other day when he was doing that Seaport Get Fit? It only took Gronk 20 minutes because he got the Mirabelli shuttle. Yeah. Gronk's down there working out the Seaport. I got to be honest. I'm buying Brady's. He's only down 15 pounds. He looked jacked.
Oh, really?
He did. He looked ready to put on his game pants
please.
And his big boy shoulder pads and get out there.
Stop it.
Oh, he looked ready to. I'm buying it now. The old Fitzy flip-flop. He's coming back.
So are you seriously buying it?
I'm thinking he really might come back.
Well, listen to how Brady was. We don't have it yet, but Brady, when he said that, was immediate, saying he's not down 50 pounds. He's only down 15. Like, he completely was saying that he is not far away from game shape when we talked about that a couple weeks ago on the show with him.
But don't you think that he was talking about when they threw together? I mean,
at UCLA over the summer?
Yes.
Well, I don't think he was talking about that then. No, I think because you framed the question, you know, now how far away is he from game shape? It looks like he's down 50 pounds. And he scoffed. He said, no, 50, maybe 15. You know, I think he's ready. Brady wants him back. I think he'll be back.
There's just no way. The guy is living the life of Riley right now. I mean, he's got the new condo on the beach in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
All he has to do is run around, show up at this event, collect 25 grand or whatever it is, go to this Hollywood film premiere. The soon-to-be wife is making her money selling beauty products on the internet. And
doing all the modeling.
And she's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
I
mean, she can pay the bills. I mean, the guy has... He's got his bank account is full. There's no need for him to come back and put his already damaged body through another NFL season.
He has found his Giselle in Camille as well. But I got to tell you, that makes the announcement, which is in T-minus 5 days, Greg, the big announcement in New York City on August 27th.
Yes.
Makes that announcement a little more intriguing. What will he announce?
No, it doesn't.
What will he say?
No. If he was announcing,
yo, what's up? That's what he'll say.
Yo soy coming back.
If he was returning to the New England Patriots, and that's what the announcement was, it would not be happening in New York City. I hate to break it to you.
And why would you announce like I'm going to come back sometime between Halloween and Thanksgiving in August?
Yeah, I don't think so. This is Chris from North Reading. Hey, Chris.
Hey, can I just say that my wife and I both have freebies, and for both of us, it's Tom Brady.
Oh.
Ditto with me and my wife.
A lot of people share that.
You're in line behind a certain Foxborough fanboy, but yes, go ahead.
So the reason I called in is that Lucy getting her Instagram IMs or DMs filled with D-pics.
Yep.
The things that people do when they find out a little bit of private information on you, I was in Costa Rica
on vacation, and every day I was on the beach, I got a picture of a D-pic or a picture of my deceased mother.
Really?
Yeah, it's a crazy subject that no one really thinks about because these people won't leave their basements, but they'll find out any little piece of private information they can on you and exploit it, try to make you feel like you're intimidated by it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for Lucy. I mean, she came on the show filling in for Curtis for 2 days, and, you know, she made the mistake of talking about porn, and then all of a sudden, you savages are DMing, filling her DMs with your D-pics.
I'm just glad that when I started on the show with you on the other station that they had to fax them in. The technology wasn't there yet, so at least I could avoid it.
What's that at the window? Oh, it's another messenger pigeon with a D-pic.
Stan, bring me that fax.
I wonder how many of the D-pics that she got were from Major League Baseball players who were at their highest enhanced erection level thanks to gas station the D-enhancement pills. Speaking of that, I don't know if we have time right now, but I did think of a new game, which is have you seen the brand names on the gas station erection pills?
Oh, they're amazing.
Maybe we should do. Actually, we might have time to do it real quick here. Maybe we should do male enhancement pill brand or porn flick.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick.
Oh, I like it.
Real quick.
Yeah, I like
it. Real quick if you'd like to do that. Do we have any kind of a prize or anything, Curtis? Do we have anything to offer?
How about we'll give tickets to your kids for today's Sox game?
Well, Stiz isn't doing anything in there. Just give him Stiz.
Yeah, by the way, don't forget that today's Sox game, the one inning, the 10-minute affair at Fenway Park is free to kids, and it's $5 for you to get in, and that $5 goes to the Jimmy Fund and the WEEI Nesson Radio Telethon, and you guys donated $3.5 million to that so far, so we cannot thank you enough for that. All right, are you guys ready?
Yes.
I'll give you the name, and then you got to tell me whether it is a male enhancement pill that you can buy at a gas station,
mm-hmm.
or the title of an adult film.
Okay.
Big Horn.
Pill.
Curtis.
Film.
Film. Curtis. You are incorrect. That is a pill that you can buy at a gas station. Big Horn. What about Thunderbolt?
That's a tough one. I'll go film.
You're going to go film?
Pill.
Pill, Danielle?
Great flick.
A great flick? Sorry, that is also a pill that you could buy at a gas station and put in your body to try to make yourself perform better. What about titanium 4000?
Sounds painful.
Film.
Film?
Pill.
Pill?
Pill.
Pill. Pill. Pill. Pill. What about horny goat?
Film.
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 Well, I thought that was the Tom Brady porn.
In horny, your head.
Horny goat?
Film.
Nope, sorry, that's a pill. Also. I mean, would you ever buy a I'm sorry, if you're, never mind if you're a Major League Baseball player or you're just a man who cares about keeping that most important part of your body working properly, would you ever buy something called horny goat?
Men will do almost anything.
Yes,
to get an erection. Almost anything.
It really is sad. What about Rhino Sex 7?
That's a film.
That's a film?
Pill.
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 That's a pill.
Pill.
Rhino Sex 7.
Oh, that's a great film.
I mean, and how do you ask for that? I guess it depends on who's working behind the counter at the gas station.
You point.
You just point. You don't say, can I get some Rhino Sex 7?
It's like when you're at a concert where merch people hate. I want that one. Really? Sheila?
Yeah.
Take a pack of Hubba Bubba, five of those $1 triple my winnings, and
Rhino Stud 7.
What about Stiff Knights?
That's new XFL team.
that is not the new XFL team. No, I'm sorry.
That's a film.
That's a pill.
It's not a pill. That's a pill, too. They're all pills. Oh, my God.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to be on this morning's Greg Hill Show. Or you can text with your comment. 37937 is the text number. Coming up, we'll talk about Curtis's lead this morning, and we'll figure out why the Boston Globe wants to pry the plastic bag from your warm, tired hands.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the 99 Restaurants today and try their New England fried shrimp. It's one of their nine real size entrees for just $9.99. It's a great deal available all day, every day. The 99, always the real deal. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon raised over $3.5 million, and the donations are still being counted. So many thanks to all of you who donated to help strike out cancer. The Patriots' third preseason game is tonight at Gillette against the Carolina Panthers. Tom Brady told us Tuesday that he hopes to play tonight, but nothing official has been announced. Kickoff is at 7:30. Red Sox lost to the Phillies 5-3 last night. Bryce Harper hit a home run off Rick Porcello in the top of the fifth. Porcello went five innings for the Sox, allowing three hits and notching three strikeouts. Sox are seven games back on the Rays for a wild card spot with 34 games remaining, including the August 7th game against the Royals. It was suspended in the 10th. That'll resume today at 1:05. Kids 18 and under will be admitted free of charge, while all other fans will be able to get in for $5. You can hear that game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. No pregame, so the broadcast will start at 1:05 with Joe Castiglione and Rob Bradford.
I feel like maybe I should go over there for that today, so then I could say that I've actually been at a Red Sox game during the 10th inning.
Correct. I think that's a really good strategy.
I think that's a good idea.
Just leave at 11, because then you'll make it there for one. Team USA basketball is down under playing Team Australia in a scrimmage this morning. Score was 44-43 USA at halftime. Jason Tatum and Kemba Walker each had 7 points. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Up on tomorrow's show, Wiggy will be here because Nick will still be in Foxborough reliving the magic of a game that matters to absolutely nothing.
What are you talking about? It's preseason game three, Greg. This is the dress rehearsal. This counts, sort of.
Are you literally getting down there at 2 o'clock today?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there for the gates opening. I'll be there like there's a sale on a Black Friday at Walmart. I cannot wait. I want to take it all in. Going to be down there talking to the fans, posing the questions, doing a little Soch video for EEI. So watch out.
What's your guess on Tom Brady tonight?
Quarter and a half.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh, all right.
Old.
Yeah, I say he gets a quarter and a half. You get the hoy dog in there for a little bit, and then Studham plays close to the second half.
And you're especially focused, I think, based on your lead. You're especially focused on the rookies this evening?
You mean my lead, which I just finished a minute ago? Yes. That was so not Massachusetts of me. I should have just said the Patriots rookies are dominating.
Yeah.
But, yes, I got an eye on the rookies tonight, big time. And I also think I'm reading a lot of different 53-man roster breakdowns. Good ones by Jeff Howe, Phil Perry, the folks over at Nesson. I'm starting to think that even though Hoyer does have a lot of value, Studham is playing so well. They want to keep so many cornerbacks, Greg, and they have so many good linebackers, D linemen, and there's a big battle at wide receiver with Demaryius Thomas coming back this week, which is months in advance, that I'm thinking that Hoyer's job could slightly be in jeopardy.
Really?
Yeah, no, really.
Even based on what he brings to practice from a scout QB perspective.
And he's apparently as good as they get when it comes to emulating other quarterbacks and prepping Brady in the defense.
Stidham will be the second quarterback in the game tonight after Brady. They will not put Hoyer in after Brady. Stidham will be in there playing with the second teamers, playing with some of the first teamers before Hoyer gets the field.
Whoa.
You're taking on the role of fake take Laird today fake take Laird.
And the entire team will quit after the team will dissolve.
Or will they all take a knee?
Yes, and Bob Kraft will sing the anthem.
Yeah, and Jay-Z will perform, and then everyone will walk out.
Also on the show tomorrow, Jeremy Piven will be on with us. And what would you say is Jeremy Piven's best film?
Gross Point Blank.
Good movie.
Mm-hmm. Love that movie.
Yeah, excellent.
I was going to say One Crazy Summer, but Gross Point Blank is a great film. Great film. All right, Jeremy Piven tomorrow, and Julian Bubbs Edelman will also join us on tomorrow's show. I got something to give away, which is pretty cool, and I'm gonna do it right now because we've got the news coming up. So if you are one of the first four callers right now at 617-931-0937, then you get tickets for Championship Pro Boxing at Encore Boston Harbor. That's tomorrow night, Curtis,
yes.
Or is it tonight?
Friday night.
Friday night.
It's tomorrow night. All right. So you get a pair of tickets for Championship Pro Boxing, and you get dinner for two at On Deck Burger Bar at Encore Boston Harbor.
Nice.
And all you have to do is be one of the first four callers right now at 617-931-0937. Curtis is very upset this morning because the Boston Globe editorial is not about the demise of the Boston Red Sox, but it is about the Globe's wish that here in Massachusetts we would experience the demise of the dreaded plastic bag.
It is embarrassing. I mean, take away the Red Sox and John Henry and that relationship, which is obvious, and it should be a concern of his, not about what I'm doing with my groceries when I go to the grocery store. But look at yesterday, driving around Boston. What's worse? What's a more critical situation in this city? The traffic where your car is running with gas flowing into the atmosphere,
yep.
Sitting in traffic in total gridlock, or what you place your yogurt in at the end of the day. I mean, it's idiotic. They're going to look back at this time hundreds of years from now and look at how stupid we all were.
So the Globe editorial is essentially that we must ban entirely the use of the plastic bag here in Massachusetts, correct?
That, yes.
That's what the Globe is advocating for, a complete and utter ban on the plastic bag.
Oh, really, Curtis? I'm curious. Does traffic kill dolphins? Did they find any traffic at the bottom of the Marianas Trench, the deepest part of the ocean?
Well, I don't know if you believe in all this global warming / climate change, that the ozone being impacted by you sitting in traffic is a far greater issue to the demise of animals in the water because that heats the water and kills them.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Does traffic fill all the landfills? Do I find traffic in every gutter on every street corner? Do children play with dirty traffic?
Oh, God, it's so stupid. It is catching an ant missing an elephant. Who cares what you put your groceries in? It's just to look good and to sound cool when you go to Cambridge for dinner.
Oh, really? Is there a 3-mile-wide traffic island in the middle of the Pacific?
Yes, I was just there.
Saw it in 60 Minutes.
Yes.
I actually will tell you, did anybody see that 60 Minutes report on Sunday on the trash in the ocean? It is disturbing how much trash is in the ocean. I don't know that banning the plastic bag is going to do anything about it, because we'll just find another substance to make carry on big bags and take out restaurant trays from. So is the Globe still delivering their newspapers every morning in the plastic bag asking for a friend?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
And something a little odd about printing something on paper demanding you end all use of plastic is a little strange.
Well, there's a lot of people texting in who disagree completely with you. They think that we need to do it and do it immediately. Mm-hmm.
I think that there is an opportunity for advancement, and yes, we may have been set in our ways, and you know, you can look at one thing and say, but this is happening, but that is happening. I don't think it's bad to, you know, put focus on certain things. Everyone has their own passion, right? So plastic bags might be for one person, straws, you know, not eating animal products.
Having a good
products.
Baseball team.
Yeah, that too, you know, Globe aside. But, you know, when it comes to the environmental stuff, you know, the Amazon's burning right now, raging. So it's, mm-hmm. you can try to do, I appreciate people that try to do little things. I appreciate when businesses try to look outside the box and say, okay, you know, plastic's not the greatest thing ever. We know it's inconvenient, might be a little bit more expensive. How can we develop alternative types of packaging?
Well, are we somehow responsible for the fact that the Amazon is burning right now?
No, I'm just saying it's one of the concerns that's going on. Greg, it's not being talked about in the mainstream media. Haven't you been on Instagram?
Yes, the traffic in Boston has caused the Amazon to burn. We're so sorry.
You probably haven't seen it because all of you idiots are posting this. I don't give Instagram permission to use my photos, terrible Photoshopped Facebook thing that's resurfaced from 2013. Idiots.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how you're supposed to, like, when you're walking, when I'm walking Kobe Wobe, the greatest dog in the United States, how am I supposed to clean up after Kobe Wobe if I don't have the use of a plastic bag?
You get the bio bag, which are corn-based and biodegradable, Greg. There are alternatives.
Which are $75.
No, you're not. You're so cheap.
I'm just frugal.
No, you're cheap.
No, I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to carry your stuff in. I mean, I'm sorry. It's like when you go to a store now, like in Weston, they've banned plastic bags. So now you go to get your stuff in Weston, and they give you a paper bag. Well, how is that any better? How is the paper bag?
It's a renewable resource. They're post-consumer, you know, when they do paper recycling, a lot of those bags have post-consumer recycled content in there.
God, we are overthinking this so much. Just use whatever the hell you want to put your groceries away. It's not going to damage the planet. You're fine.
You don't even use groceries. What are you talking about?
I get them for friends.
Oh, okay. You and your dad pays for those?
Oh, they're great.
What was that movie with Winona Ryder back in the 90s with My Sharona was in it, and they were at the gas station. She was using her dad's credit card to pay for the gas because he said he'd give her the credit card for the groceries and stuff.
I don't know.
Ethan Hawke.
Singles?
Was it Singles?
Is that what you're thinking of? I have no idea what you're talking about. Well,
Reality Bites.
Yeah, thank you. Jeez. Yeah.
With one of the most precious scenes ever. We're all just dancing in a diner to My Sharona. I wanted to throw that movie in the Marianas Trench.
He's got a boner.
Well, all right.
Just bringing it full circle.
So, I don't know. There are a lot of people texting in who are in favor of the ban, the Massachusetts ban on plastic bags.
So use paper bags. It's America. Go to the store. If you hate plastic, use paper. Nobody's telling you have to use plastic. But for those of us who prefer it, it's a free market economy. We can use plastic.
I guess Connecticut banned the plastic bag. Is that true?
I think so. Hold on, let me double check.
They must be the only New England state to have done it. I highly doubt in the live free or die state that they have told you what kind of a bag you can use when you're going to go to the grocery shop.
I believe Connecticut has a single-use plastic bag fee. I don't know that they've banned it, but they've taxed it.
It's a tax. It's a tax. Hello, Mike.
Mr. Hill.
What's up, Michael?
Danielle, how you doing? So as a professional shopper, I try to use boxes as much as I can, and very rarely paper bags. Also, when I'm delivering on my motorcycle, I'll use my army rucksack to fill up the rucksack, just so, you know, my customers think that I'm going green. I mean, let's face it though, this planet is effed. I mean, if you think that you're going to be able to reverse some sort of process that's going on right now, if the planet doesn't want us. I think Jim Jefferies said it the best. It's just going to be like, I'm going to do dinosaurs again. It's just going to kick us the F right off the planet.
I mean, I don't think the cardboard boxes are any better. Have you ever seen a seal with a cardboard box stuck in its throat? I mean, it's
gnawing on a cardboard box.
I think like kids, they just like playing in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Connecticut, coming up during the news next, an elderly couple from Connecticut accused of participating in a public sex orgy has gone all in on why it could not have been them.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Take me home.
Coming up tomorrow on this show, Wiggy will be in here because Nick needs to rest up after a long night at Gillette Stadium tonight. Also on the show tomorrow, Julian Edelman will join us at some point, and Jeremy Piven will be on the show. Oh, and then heads up for next week, the return of Ask an Attorney and and Larry the Lawyer. Very popular segment. We'll have that, I believe, next Wednesday on the Greg Hill Show. But right now, time for this.
It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
And the news with Danielle is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. You can learn more when you go to northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000. No need to go to a gas station to improve your sexual health. You can go to the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Yes. So yesterday afternoon, crazy news story out of Quincy, a dump truck partially collapsed the top deck of a parking garage structure.
I saw that. That was a total irrational fear.
The photos were crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts. I don't believe anyone was hurt, which was good. the building connected to the garage was evacuated by police. It was on Furnaceburg Parkway. Now, the driver reportedly took a wrong turn, and that is what led to the incident.
Oh.
We're blaming a GPS issue. That that garage is situated in a weird spot. Like, if you just drove in the main way, it looks like a parking lot. It doesn't look like a garage. So the guy didn't realize that he was driving under the top deck of a garage, and it couldn't sustain the weight of the dump truck, and then the thing fell partially through.
I see. What does that come out of the paycheck for the next 2 years or so?
Like, payroll deduction. It
okay,
yeah,
like
I think
payroll
so.
Payroll deduction on that. Yeah.
Now, Tom Freeman is an office worker adjacent to where the garage is.
He was on a road that said no trucks allowed, and he was trying to get off it. He was following his Google map, which we all do.
He was following his Google. He was using the Waze.
I mean, I don't know. Do you follow it blindly into, like, the water? I mean,
Michael Scott did in The Office.
Yeah, that's the classic Office episode, right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad nobody was.
Save the turtles.
Glad nobody was.
Curtis.
Glad nobody was hurt.
President Trump has accused the Prime Minister of Denmark of being nasty in response to his thoughts about possibly buying Greenland from them.
Yes, we've discussed on the show that the president wants to buy Greenland. We're going to use it as a landfill to put all of our plastic bags and straws there. And so he says the prime minister is being nasty.
Yes, he spoke at the White House yesterday.
Okay.
I looked forward to going, but I thought that the prime minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, was nasty. I thought it was an inappropriate statement. All she had to do is say, no, we wouldn't be interested. But I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
Well, is he going to declare war on Denmark?
About time. You know what he found? This is, he basically is Putining, if you will, because Russia took Crimea from the Ukraine, and now he has found his Ukraine in Denmark and his Crimea in Greenland.
What would we do? I mean, soon, if some have their way, soon everything is going to be free in this country, okay?
You know,
college education, that's going to be free. Healthcare, that's going to be free. So maybe we ought to just make Greenland like a free vacation spot for everybody in the... So everybody, we buy it. I don't know what we'd pay for it. I'm guessing it's probably a couple $100 million to buy something like that.
Mexico's going to pay for it.
And then you end up... everybody gets a free vacation. You pick your 1 week a year, and everybody gets a free vacation in Greenland from the United States of America.
And we just go there and freeze and do nothing?
Well, I mean, is it always freezing? I mean, that's the way. Greenland is the cold one, while Iceland is the warm one,
right,
which that's always been a weird...
The lagoons and whatnot.
Always been a weird thing.
Yeah. The Icelanders know how to party, Greg.
They do.
Yeah, well, that's because they have the extended... Don't they have, like, the... the day where it's light for 24 hours? Like, isn't that the big party day of the year or something in Iceland?
The fake economy and all the volcanic vodka. Yeah, yeah. They know
47 degrees and a rainy afternoon high in Nukuk, Greenland today.
Mm. Well, and they are the dirty people who created pineapple on pizza. So I have zero respect for the people of Iceland for that.
They love plastic bags.
The new thing today is watermelon on pizza.
No, stop it. No, unnecessary. The texture doesn't even lend itself to that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, watermelon on pizza.
Why? Why do we have to do this?
How do you feel about that?
End it all. I'll have watermelon and feta in a salad, but I will not have watermelon. Gross.
What's the reasoning behind it? Just because, or?
Because people want to put all kinds of different things on pizza, but I don't think that a fruit at any time ever belongs on a pizza.
No.
I've said this.
It's a dedicated dessert pizza, which technically is not a pizza. It's just Nutella on a flatbread.
I hate to be that guy. I hard disagree. I've had a goat cheese, blueberry, and prosciutto pizza, and it was outrageous. Outrageously good.
Well, that's because you live in Newton.
Don't you nose laugh at that, Danielle?
I'm nose laughing at the comment and the irony since he lives in Stowe.
Yeah. There's one of the pizza chains is putting fried chicken on pizza,
yes.
I noticed. Was that Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut, yeah, they're doing a test. I want to say in New Zealand for the fried chicken pizza, and then if it goes well, they're going to roll that out.
How is it not going to go well? I mean, that sounds
I just love that Pizza Hut and Burger King are just chasing each other down the life drain, like, oh yeah, you think you can fried chicken and waffle burger? the fried chicken, bacon, jalapeno, cream cheese pizza.
I don't think I could get into a cream cheese pizza.
Why not, Greg?
Yeah, right?
Come on, man.
I don't think so, Nick.
The thing I was surprisingly a big fan of at the Greg Hill Foundation Barbecue Fest was the pulled pork pizza that's been served the last few years.
That's okay. I mean, that's a protein. I mean, even Tom Brady would eat that. I mean, that's fine. that's fine.
Let's talk about some Instagram stupidness right now. The folks that crashed their plane into the water and then were taking videos and selfies in the water as they waited to be rescued.
You're kidding me.
Not even a little bit.
For the gram?
For the gram.
What is wrong with that? What has happened to this country? So they crashed. Was it like a small private?
Small plane. Yeah, small plane. A pilot and a passenger.
Crashed into the ocean.
Off the California coast.
And then they immediately started to go Instagram live or something.
Yeah, the pilot was like, I had 20 seconds before the plane was going to sink, grabbed his waterproof phone and started recording this.
So we're out here in the Pacific Ocean floating around.
Woo!
Got some homemade flotation devices here in the form of seat cushions and window shades. The water's a little bit cold, but we're all right. I set it down real easy.
No one got hurt.
No, we're good. Did everything right. Hopefully someone comes and picks us up soon.
Oh my God. Hopefully.
It's for the likes.
Woo! I mean, good spirits, considering you just crashed into the water, dude. I'd be terrified.
Who wouldn't be?
This guy jinxed himself, too, because he joked on April Fool's Day that he had crashed his plane into the water. And this is just a self-fulfilling prophecy. What a dope.
It's unbelievable. All in the name of social media. Mm-hmm. It's the most important thing to most people when they wake up every day. Hello, Will.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
What's going on? Will, hold on a minute. Let me see. Your phone is, you may be in a bad spot. Go ahead, Will.
This thing on plastic bags is utterly ridiculous. They tried it in California and...
You know what, Will? Try calling back because I know you've been on hold for a while. You want to talk about the Boston Globe calling for the ban of all plastic bags here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which we addressed a little bit earlier, but we can address a little bit again. Absolutely. What else is going on, Danielle?
Larry King has filed for divorce from his seventh wife.
Oh, what
Sean
happened?
Sean King.
What happened?
They filed for... Sean King is soon-to-be ex-wife. You may remember in 2010, they both filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences, and then they wound up getting back together and working things out.
Yes.
So he's basically, like, blaming the stress of this whole thing for the heart attack that he had.
Oh, yeah.
They got married in 1997 in a hospital room just 3 days before he had surgery to clear that clogged blood vessel, so clearly this didn't work out too well.
Well, she thought she had hit a jackpot because she was marrying him in the hospital bed. She thought there's no possible way that he's going to live for longer than a month or two. And the guy is, how old is Larry King?
He's 85.
120?
It's the garlic.
He's 85 years old.
he looks on the great. Tones.
He looks great.
He looks fantastic. I love that show he hosts on HBO, Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a day over 72.
He does a great job with the Belichick interview every Monday.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, I really honestly thought for Larry King, the seventh time was going to be the charm. You know what I mean? If you can't get marriage right after six times, then you just shouldn't get married. Do you think he'll get married again before it all ends?
Yes.
Do you think he'll go for one more?
He can't be alone.
He remarried one of his ex-wives, too.
Yeah. Well, so did Elizabeth Taylor married.
Yeah, Larry Fortensky twice, right?
Yeah.
And wasn't there, was it Phil Collins that got divorced, paid out that huge settlement?
Yes.
She got remarried, and then they got back together?
Yes. Well, Phil Collins, he had one of the most expensive divorces ever in the history of divorce. And then after a while, he realized that it was cheaper to keep her. So he got back together with her and he's going to pay the same amount, whether they're together or apart. So he might as well be back together with her.
How much is Larry King worth, though? Because if you get divorced seven times, you got to figure he's paying out either like an agreed upon prenup or half his worth over and over and over again.
I mean,
his estimated net worth is $150 million.
$150 million?
Damn, girl.
Still?
Damn, Gina.
He's going to leave all that behind. I mean, he should have spent all that through his life. I guess he tried to with alimony and stuff.
Yeah, go get a Connecticut orgy going or something.
Yeah, right. Speaking of that, coming up next, those involved, one couple involved in the Connecticut senior citizen orgy has spoken, and they have gone all in when it comes to the explanation of why they could not have possibly done anything wrong. We'll get to that during the news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.